The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Texas show.
People tell me that since I'm the announcer, it's not about me, Todd Wilkerson. They say that my job is to serve the host of the show, Eric Metaxas.
What nonsense. I've known Eric for years, and you can take it from me. You just can't depend on him.
Mark my words, one day you'll blink and he'll be gone.
Off to fleece the next group of suckers.
But I'll always be here, no matter what, right here for you. Put your feet up and tell me all about it. Oh, yeah. And now your host,
if he's even still showing up,
Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I have to tell you, I promised you that as soon as I could, I would get Ken Fish in the studio so that we could talk about what he and I experienced in Athens, Greece, a week ago, less than a week ago. And guess what? I keep my promises. Here he is. Ken Fish, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric.
I cannot really believe that we were together in Athens with our wonderful friends, the Kampourises and others, my cousin Yangos Metaxas. I mean, the whole thing was surreal, it really, to me, because I've been to Greece a bunch of times. To be there with you in a church praying for healing and deliverance and seeing healing and deliverance, I'm not speaking metaphorically. I mean, this was staggering. So I want to talk about, we've got a guest coming today. Brian LaPoux is going to be talking about, he's a career cop, New York cop. Amazing story. But first, I want to talk to you about what happened in Athens and what happened in your other visits in Europe before you got to Athens. So can we start with Athens? Or?
Yeah, let's start with Athens. Why
okay.
not?
So what were your opinions? I mean, what was your experience?
I came away from Athens incredibly encouraged. Greece has a reputation among missiologists, church planters, people like that, of being one of the hardest countries in Europe to crack. It's one of the most eroded from a Christian standpoint. And, you know, we found great warmness among the people, and the Lord moved powerfully. And for me, it was almost like, I don't know, redigging ancient wells or something.
Yeah, or something. That's exactly what it was. I mean, it's just so funny because you made the point while we were there that when Paul preached in Athens 2,000 years ago, we don't hear of any signs and wonders. We don't hear of any deaf hearing or blind seeing or lame walking. You don't hear that stuff. You hear him giving kind of an apologetic speech in the Areopagus, Mars Hill. You just don't see the power that you see throughout the rest of his ministry in the New Testament. You don't see that in Athens.
That's right. That's exactly right. And not only that, you know, he had a very meager harvest. He did lead Dionysus the Areopagite to faith, and then a woman named Damaris, and then it says, and a few others. So I don't know if that means like he led five to the Lord or 10, but it was clearly a much, much smaller kind of a harvest than he was accustomed to seeing. And yet, you know, in that one meeting that we held, when I was asking people who wanted to receive the Lord, and then those that were somehow feeling stirred to come back to the Lord. I didn't count them exactly, but it was in the neighborhood of 50 people responded. So again, that's a heartier response than what you would suppose reading the book of Acts.
Now, also, just to be clear, we're not just talking about Greece. We're talking really about Athens, because we know that there was a great church in Corinth.
In Thessalonica.
Thessalonica. Okay, so it's not as if this is a Greek thing. This is a particular Athens thing.
That's correct.
That great things happen in these other places. But Athens, as we know, named after the goddess Athena, famous for wisdom. I don't know who originally said, what does Athens have to do with Jerusalem? But if Jerusalem represents faith in the God of the Bible, Athens has always represented rational philosophy and philosophers. It's sort of the center of the world for that.
Yeah.
And that would make it particularly hard ground for the offensive gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's interesting that these other towns or cities in Greece were more receptive. You saw more happening. But when Paul goes there, to use an Aramaic term, bupkis.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So that was part of the excitement for me, because I was thinking, if God can move this way in Athens, this really is a harbinger in my mind of what the Lord has in store for this thing that everyone's been talking about, the coming visitation on the Western world, God somehow rescuing us out of our growing apostasy, darkness, hardness of heart, secularism. All of these are almost interchangeable terms at this point.
So what is some of the, just to be clear for everybody, so we went to a church, it's the church, Apostles Church in the area, I forget it's called, Stathmos Larissa, near that part of Athens, and so not that central, and the pastor is George Patsouras, and it is known to be a Pentecostal-type church, so they're open to this, whereas, there's very little evangelical Protestantism in Greece, like almost none.
Correct.
And even far fewer churches that would be described this way. So that's the church where you were invited. So what did you see happen? Because I was not privy to every prayer. I mean, you're praying for a number of people. Did you see clear healing, or you did? So give us
let me bracket that answer. So before we ever showed up at the church, and before you'd arrived from Romania, one night I went to dinner with the Campourises and another couple that were friends of theirs. And while we were, eating, you couldn't help but notice that the wife of this other couple, she had a very clear shake in her hand. And, her head was, constantly moving. And I looked at it and I thought, it must be Parkinson's disease. But after dinner, I was told, in fact, it wasn't Parkinson's. It's another condition that looks like Parkinson's called essential tremor. And so Camille asked me to pray for this woman, and so I did. And it was funny. We did it out on the street where right in front of the hotel there was this old, Middle Ages Greek Orthodox church. And so they'd literally built the hotel around the church because, as you know, the ground on which churches sit in Greece is consecrated. They can't tear them down, so they just go around it. Well, okay, so we were standing in front of this little church that's right there in front of the hotel, and the Holy Spirit hits this woman so powerfully, she just falls and swoons. And
now, wait a minute. I'm not going to mention the woman's name, but I know who this woman is.
Right.
And so you're telling me that this woman, who is not given to this kind of thing,
right,
this is a buttoned-up woman, you're telling me that you go out of the restaurant and you pray for her on the street there on the sidewalk?
Pretty much, yeah, right there by the
and
little Greek church.
And she falls down?
Yeah, she literally fell down to the point where at one point she started to fall forward, which is a less common phenomenon, but we do see it. She started to fall forward, and I caught her, but she kind of was stopping it. And I said, look, if the Spirit of God is overcoming you, just let that happen. We'll catch you. Don't worry about that. And so we prayed for her. She fell on the street. Camille caught her. We lowered her to the ground, and immediately a crowd started to gather. And I thought, I don't want this crowd here. And so I'm kind of doing like this, and they're all looking, and somebody in broken English said, is she okay? And so to make them disperse, I just went, like this, and then
so you made the gesture, the universal gesture, for she had
a little too much to drink.
Too much,
yeah.
Too many.
And so they all went away.
She was overserved.
Right. And then she began coughing these spirits out, and when she got up, the tremor was gone from her. Her hand was as steady as mine is.
Okay, now you say this like she put a little more mustard on her sandwich. You said that she falls down under the power of the Holy Spirit. You've prayed for her. People gather. You kind of want them to go away, so you pretend like she's had a few too many, so keep walking.
Right.
And then you're telling me that you continue to pray for her, and she, according to you, a couple of evil spirits come out of her there on the street.
Right in front of the door of the ancient church, yes. And Camille saw it, and she herself knew what had happened to her because she said to me, I felt like I needed to cough those out. That's what she said.
Now, did she have a sense of what? I mean, I know this couple, and I don't get the sense that they're particularly familiar with this kind of thing.
Yeah, probably not. I wouldn't have said that either, to look at the way they were and the nature of our dinner conversation, et cetera. But anyway, when she got up from the ground, her hand was steady and her head was steady. And the next day she sent a text to Camille saying, you know, I was trying to put on my eyeliner,
right.
as I always do, and it was steady. I could do it.
Okay, we're going to be right back with Ken Fish. Don't go away. It's Miracle Monday.
Men, if you want to have less bathroom problems, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men urinate 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-338-3683. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-338-3683 now to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men urinate 241% more. That's 800-338-3683. Just pay shipping and handling.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. This is Miracle Monday, which means we talk about really wiggy stuff, and you have to listen. I'm talking to my friend Ken Fish. Ken, I can't get over what you just shared with me, because I was there in Athens. Mm-hmm. This is Athens, Greece. And this person that I know, you're telling me, you know, demons were cast out of her on the sidewalk. Now, I know there's tons of people listening that think that we have had too much to drink. It is absolutely such a wild concept, but I've seen this happen now. It's not as lurid as you see it in most movies.
Yeah, that's correct.
And that's why I think people think, oh, it's so crazy. But so she coughs up these things, and this palpable sense of release and whatever. And when you see it, you recognize something significant has happened. But you're telling me that, so she stops shaking, and then she tells Camille the next day that when she put her eyeliner on, her hand, which usually shakes, did not shake.
That's correct. Well, and her head wasn't shaking either. So it's both, you know, the hand is moving and the target, the edge of the eye is moving. So she's always struggled with getting her mascara and eyeliner on. And the next day it was just what a normal person would do who doesn't have those problems.
Okay, so this happened even before I arrived.
That was while you were still in Romania. It was the night before you flew in.
Okay. So then on Saturday, we had kind of a training session Saturday morning.
Yep.
At this church. And I guess it was maybe 40 people were there or something.
Because
kind of like these are kind of church leaders or,
yep,
or something like that. So what did you see in terms of healing that day and the next day?
Well, you might remember there was this one woman that fell to the ground, and she was delivered of a spirit. She was over on the far left for me as I was facing.
Oh, no. I'm ready to talk about that because I was right there for that. But I'm saying that in terms of healings.
Yeah. And then there were several people that came up in response to the words I'd given about shoulders and spines.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating here, but as far as I'm able to remember, and I was trying to pay really close attention when we were praying for those people, I believe every single person who came up was healed. Whether it was a frozen shoulder that now they could lift it, whether it was a leg that was paralyzed and they couldn't really walk on it and now it was flexible, whether it was somebody who couldn't bend down, whether it was someone who had extreme pain maybe, you know, in their back or their hips. I think it's interesting, just a side note on that. Sometimes people go, well, pain, I mean, take an aspirin. But, you know, in the Gospel of Matthew, it says that one of the things Jesus healed in people's bodies was pain. Those who had pain came. Pain is a sign that something's wrong and nobody likes it. And so, you know, if you're the one carrying the pain, you're pretty happy if you get healed of your pain.
Well, the first thing that happened on that day, I remember, you know, the way you work and a lot of people who pray for healing work is that they hear from God. And you stood there and you said, there's someone here who has jaw pain. And you described it,
yep,
sort of specifically. And that's a very specific thing for a small room. I mean, for 40 people, you say back pain, you're figuring half of us have some kind of back pain. But jaw, that was like a very specific thing. And this older woman
came up. That's exactly
and,
right.
And I mean, it's a confirmation to you that you're not hearing random voices, that this was, you know,
that's
a specific voice from God that he wants to heal this woman's jaw difficulties.
That's
so she
right.
comes up and you pray for her. And she falls down, But what I found funny is that the guy who was there, there was some church guy who's, you know, at that church. And after she fell down, he kind of picked her up and sent her back to her seat.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And I jumped up. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
she ain't done, pal.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought, you know, so I kept her up at the stage. I wasn't prepared to be on the stage, but I was on the stage. And I just thought we should just keep praying for her because she was still, you could see that she's experiencing the presence of God, that there's something. So I stayed up there with her for a while and continue to pray. And then she went down again. And anyway, the next day I saw her and I asked her, how are you doing? Whatever. And she raved about how she was feeling.
That's
and
correct.
Tears in her eyes. And I mean, I'm being honest when I say it's all hard for me to believe. I believe it. But there's a part of me that still says, really? Like, we just prayed for you, had this incredible job. I mean, she described the difficulties and stuff. And I'd love to know if she goes to her dentist, what's the x-ray? You know, that's a whole thing you don't get to do. But this woman had tears in her eyes and she was raving. She has no pain. And so it was an amazing thing.
Well, her jaw condition was one that had, I mean, everybody knows dental pain when you get to that kind of a, you know, rotted tooth or it gets into the bone structure. This is some of the worst pain you can have anywhere in your body. And she had it, you know, right there. And I described where it was. And when we'd finished praying, the pain was gone. So that alone had blown her away. But then it had persisted to be gone. You know, sometimes people get healed and lose the healing. So this was not one of those. This was one that really stuck. And I think that was what really touched her. But this was a condition that had gone all the way down into the structure of the bone here. And what she said to me was that she could move her hand here, and where it had previously had a bit of a divot and was soft, she could press on it. It was now hard and firm like a bone ought to be. So something was, I would say, restored, apparently. I mean, we don't have x-rays to confirm that, but descriptively, that's what it sounds like happened.
Well, we see, I mean, I know I believe in miracles, and I know that it's clear, but nonetheless, I have this side of me, as I just said, that it's hard for me to take it in. Like, you know, you want, I want x-ray confirmation. I want, because it's so amazing, you want the whole world to know. It's not just like, okay, she got healed, now she goes home. You're like, no. This was insane what just happened. People need to know what just happened. Like, this is incredible.
That's right.
So you prayed for a whole bunch of people, but while this is going on, a number of people had been what is sometimes called slain in the spirit, that they were knocked over, like the woman you talked about in front of the restaurant, that you describe it as the presence of God comes into the room in such a way that people are affected and they just kind of fall down and they lie there in whether in ecstasy or whatever. They're just something has happened. But at the far side of the room, I heard shrieking and there was a woman who very obviously was dealing with demonic stuff.
That's correct.
And you were so busy praying for healings, you didn't get to come over.
That's correct.
So I went over.
I kind of checked and looked.
Yeah.
And I gave a couple of instructions and then I went
back.
Yeah,
for you, it's like, no big deal.
Just another demon.
If you've got like anything under a dozen demons, it's no big deal for Ken. He's like, hey, call me when it's like 20 or whatever. Otherwise, it's your job. So we went over. And I have never, ever, ever, I called my parents up right away and I said, I cannot tell you what I just saw him in Athens. And it was right out of a movie in the sense that she was shrieking and screaming in a way that was at least very unsettling. I mean, it was very unsettling. And then it would go away and you'd sort of see the actual woman. You know, she's a middle-aged woman or maybe, you know, in her early 60s or 60 or something. But she was, it was clearly something external to her screaming through her. And then she would also writhe.
Yes.
And whenever we spoke in the name of Jesus, this to me is the, you know, dispositive thing here. It's like if you're solving for X in algebra, it's like when you mention the name of Jesus, when you pray in the name of Jesus, when you plead the blood of Jesus, that's when you see this writhing and torment. And, you know, and the reason I'm saying this is because I'd never seen this before. I'd never been up close to this, but it was very dramatic. And there was a very horrific, mocking look on her face, like a disdainful, sneering, mocking. And she said things in Greek, which I understood because I speak enough Greek. But I've never seen this up close. And I wanted to say this to my audience when you were here, because you were busy praying for other people. And I was with some of your team praying for this woman. And it was really something. Only one demon was cast out. And again, it was like this thing where suddenly there's this spasm and this kind of coughing, which we hadn't seen anything like that. And you can see this kind of spasm of this thing seeming to come out. And then she was instantly asleep. Like it was just peace, yep. Total peace. And she lay there for like 20 minutes sleeping. And that was just Saturday. And then it was Sunday. Sunday, there was a lot more healing, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, I started out telling about this woman who had the essential tremor that got healed.
Yeah.
Well, on Sunday, the last person I prayed for was a man who had also been there on Saturday. And he'd gotten some prayer on Saturday, and there'd been overall some improvement with his condition. But that man had Parkinson's disease. And so he was also shaking, but for a different reason from the woman that I already talked about. And he came up on Saturday and said, you know, you told me to come back tomorrow, so here I am. And I prayed for him, and his Parkinson's, which was, you know, fairly pronounced. I know we have some cameras on us. It was fairly pronounced. All of a sudden, it just stopped like that. And an hour later, he still hadn't shaken at all. And so I asked him, though, at the moment, I said, do something you wouldn't have been able to do. And, you know, Parkinson's is a degenerative neural condition. Essential tremor isn't degenerative. And so typically people who have Parkinson's, there are many things they can't do. Maybe they can't lift, or maybe they can't bend, maybe they can't squat. He could do all of those things. And I said, could you do these before? And he said, no, not like this. So, again, we don't have a doctor's report because we were just standing in a church and it had just happened.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. But he'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and there was no further shaking. It simply stopped. So the bookends to this whole weekend were one kind of shaking problem gets healed and another kind of shaking problem gets
healed. We're going to be right back. It's Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to Ken Fish. Mama, what turns on the lights?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House committees behind the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's conversations with the Ukrainian president have released transcripts from their closed-door interviews of former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Maria Jovanovich and Michael McKinley, who is another former State Department official. Authorities saying they have now contained 70% of the wildfire that was northwest of Los Angeles, known as the Maria Fire, that blazed, burning nearly 15 square miles. McDonald's says its CEO has demonstrated poor judgment by having a consensual relationship with an employee and has been voted out by the board of directors. Steve Easterbrook acknowledges that he had a relationship with that employee, says it was a mistake. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 115 points and the NASDAQ ahead 55. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, so you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. ERIC or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Hey there, folks. It's Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend Ken Fish. Now, Ken, in a few minutes, we're going to bring in a former New York cop named Brian LePoux. I want to talk with him. He has a dramatic story, and you're not going to go anywhere. You'd be right here. But before we get to him, I just want to keep talking about, you know, Europe and stuff. I mean, and in Athens, by the way, on day two, this woman who had these demonic issues came back.
Yep.
And we prayed for her at the end, and it was very dramatic. I mean, I just have to say it was out of a movie, and I was right there. But what made it amazing was
my cousin was translating.
Yangos, whom I adore, who is not theologically on the same page as we are. He just happened to come because he thought, you know, Eric invited him to see something new. He comes over and is translating in Greek because obviously whatever this woman is saying, you and I are missing most of it. I mean, you're missing all of it, and I'm missing most of it. Whenever the demons spoke, I could understand it because they speak in simple Greek, but human beings speak in more complicated Greek. But I mean, so the fact that my cousin Yangos is there, I thought this is like a movie. It's like a Wes Anderson film or something, some insane
M. Night Shyamalan.
An absurdity. Well, it was like a mixture of genres, but it was an absurdity. The whole thing was so crazy.
Yeah.
And
she got delivered of a few more spirits.
A few more, but there's still stuff
there's
going
still
on there,
do
and
her,
we don't know where to send. Anyway, okay. So, but it was very exciting for me to be close up and to see this stuff. It was extraordinary. Anyway, I thank God I had the opportunity, and of course, I have a big heart for Greece, and I cannot wait for you to come back, and we'll see.
We're already making plans.
Okay. Well, so let's talk a little bit about the rest of Europe. You were in Scotland. You were in Speyer, Germany. Any highlights there before we bring Brian up?
Well, you know, one of the stories from Germany that I found really interesting is actually not a healing and deliverance story. It's a prophetic story. And, you know, I minister in prophecy as well, maybe not as visibly as some people do, but I do it. And when we were in Speyer on, I think it was the last night, or no, was it the last night or the second to last? Anyway, one of the evenings, I had a word. And I got up and I said, now, this is an unusual word to be giving in Germany, but is there either a Penny or a Penelope here?
Okay. And to explain to my audience who doesn't know what you just said, a word, meaning that
a prophetic word from God.
God had just spoken to you, but you're wondering, is this really God? So you ask the public, you ask the group there, is there somebody here in this group, and this is in Germany.
Correct.
Whose name is Penny.
Right. And I said, this is not a particularly German name. You know, you expect names like Ingrid and Inge.
Heike.
Yeah.
Actually,
Silke.
Penny could not be more non-German.
Correct.
Because I know.
Okay. So I asked the question, and no one responded. And
right.
I said, okay, so does someone in this room know a person by that name? And two hands went up. And I said, now, let me ask you this. This is the word I have. So I gave the word, and it had to do with a particular juncture in their life and the need for some permits and a 3-week interval. I mean, I could go into all the detail of it, but that's...
But it was like...
It was very specific.
Extremely weirdly specific.
And I said, does this fit this person? And this German woman in the second row says, yes, it fits my friend Penelope perfectly. And there was a piece of it that was for the husband, and that matches her husband. She said, I believe that to be her. So she gets on the phone and starts to talk with her, and the woman on the other end is completely overjoyed. Now, there have been times when I've given words like that, and they were for people not present in the room, but people who were present knew how to reach the people who weren't present. And those words were given, and they've come to pass. All right. So then I look over here, and here's one of my teammates that's traveling with me, and he raises his hand. He says, well, I have a sister-in-law named Penny. And exactly the way you described it exactly fits, but this Penelope is in Germany. This Penny is living in somewhere in Texas. And so he immediately picks up his phone, because we're several hours ahead of Texas, and starts to text what I'm getting. And before I finished, you know, the interaction, he already has a response. Yes, that exactly fits us. So this was a prophetic word that fit the same set of, because it wasn't so specific that it identified only one of the two, but all of the particulars fit each of them. And I've seen this happen on a few occasions where one word will fit more than one person, and it comes to pass for both or all three recipients.
I want to say, go to the head of the class, Ken Fish. Like, that is hilarious. That is unbelievable.
There's a guy in Australia who does this kind of prophesying,
but I mean,
a lot.
But and let's be honest, you know, you say a guy in Australia, it's God who did it.
Absolutely.
God,
it's all God
made two people have the same name, have similar circumstances,
yes, that's it,
with connections to a particular room, so that
at
when
a particular
you say
moment,
something,
that's right,
these two people go, it must be my friend Penny, and one of them is not in the room in Germany, and the other one is not in the room in Texas, and it's the same thing. That is lunacy, Ken. I mean, that is absolutely, you know, what do you make of this? It's just like, you just think sometimes you feel like God's just showing off, or he's letting you know, like, I am weirder than you ever thought.
Well, you know, the scripture says this. This is Paul the Apostle talking. We know in part and we prophesy in part.
Right.
And the reason that we do it in part is because there is this thing that this term is not in scripture, but I use it. There is the infinite knowledge of God. God knows everything about every single atom in the universe, every electron, every subatomic particle. He knows everything at all times. But he's God and we're not. And so from time to time, the Lord will drop just a sliver of that infinite knowledge that he has into us, and whether it's a word of knowledge, a word of prophecy, a word of wisdom, whatever it is, there it is. And so what was happening there was, in that moment, God decided to, as it were, pull back the veil.
I mean, it's at least freaky. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Men, if you want to have less bathroom problems, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men urinate 241% more. ending multiple trips to the bathroom, and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-338-3683. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-338-3683 now to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men urinate 241% more. That's 800-338-3683. Just pay shipping and handling.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, Miracle Monday. I'm talking to my friend Ken Fish. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to a retired police officer who had an extraordinary experience not long ago with a healing. And he's right here. I can see his brace, which he's no longer using. But just a few minutes left to talk about what you, Ken, experienced in Scotland. My wife had the privilege of joining you for part of that. What happened in Scotland?
Well, I went to Scotland on the front end of this European trip, and I went to three cities. Started in Inverness. From there, I went to Dundee, and I landed in Pitlochry for the last stop. And Suzanne was with us in Pitlochry. I had teams with me in all those cities. And the meetings in Inverness were the largest, but they, you know, Scotland is another, you know, really dark country spiritually, and Christianity has fallen to a very low ebb there. But we had for Scotland, a very large crowd, about 200 people. And I was part of a conference called Tabernacles, and it was sponsored by another organization. I was one of the speakers. We had such incredible outpourings of the Holy Spirit that one night I got up to speak, and it was literally not possible to do it because the Spirit of God hit the room so hard. People were falling out of their chairs. People were being knocked to the floor, like forcefully knocked to the floor by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Now, can you imagine if you don't believe in God or Jesus or the Bible and you're tuning into this program and you're thinking, what? I mean, the only thing I can say to people is you owe it to yourself to go and see for yourself. Because if I hadn't seen some of these things for myself, you know, I theoretically believed them, but it's hard to believe, and it's still hard for me to believe, because like what you're describing now, I've never been present when it happens on that scale,
right,
where you say the presence of God comes into the room, and it's just overwhelming. It's like,
well,
you know,
I'll tell you something. I'm out of sequence here, but when we were in Germany the one night I got up to speak, and the presence of God came into the room in a similar fashion to what I just described in Inverness, and the power of God was so powerful that both my translator and I were knocked off our feet on the platform as we were trying to speak and lead the meeting, and we were out. We just couldn't get up. We were kind of like drunk.
I mean, again, I know there are people listening for whom this is so foreign that they just can't possibly make sense of it. And I have never experienced this myself where I have been knocked down, and it's just not happened to me. I long for it. I pray for it. But I can't pretend that I know what it's like, but I've got so many friends that can describe it. Well, I don't have any doubt.
Maybe it'll happen to you on the show.
Yeah, maybe it'll happen to me before the end of this segment.
There goes Eric.
Okay, so what happened in Scotland?
So the spirit came into the room so powerfully that I wasn't myself knocked to the floor, but there was simply no way to move forward because people were laughing. It was so much laughter. It was rising above my amplified voice, and I have a pretty loud voice to begin with. But then, various, prophetic words began to come forth, and it was just an amazing time to see the spirit being poured out over Scotland. And the thing that I thought was most interesting about that is there was a word given by a woman who just died recently named Jean Darnell, and she was kind of widely viewed as one of the few legitimate prophetesses within Scottish context.
She gave this word before she died.
Yes, she did.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're saying that. Well, what was the word?
Well, there was a lot to it, but the gist of it was, in a summary nutshell, that a fire would come out of the north. Well, Inverness is the furthest north major Scottish cities in all of Scotland, and people had gathered from all over Scotland to come to this event, and the spirit was poured out so radically and so powerfully that, it almost seemed like this was the initiation point of the fulfillment of Jean Darnell's prophecy, and a lot of people noted this and were talking about it. So then on Sunday, I preached at the church that had hosted this event, and I preached on the coming of the kingdom of God, and they had not seen anything really quite like this. They believed in it, but sometimes you don't live all that you believe.
Right.
And we had, I would say, several dozen, I don't want to exaggerate, but several dozen people healed on that Sunday morning of various conditions. And a number of them were baptized in the Holy Spirit, which is a term people use to mean the Spirit came on them, and typically they speak in tongues or begin prophesying. There were quite a few people, not unlike Brian over here, who, walked out without using their crutches or braces. So it was a pretty amazing morning. We went on to Dundee. Meetings were not as big in Dundee, but again, big for Dundee, which is only a city of 150,000 people. And again, we had unbelievably powerful meetings. And this one church that I was visiting, I think every elder in the church was delivered of evil spirits, which will probably mean the church is going to grow better than it's been. But in this one public meeting we had, again, the Holy Spirit fell, not quite as powerfully, but in line with what we'd seen in Inverness. And people were like, where do we get more of this? Well, some of the Inverness people had come to Dundee to get more. And then when we went on to Pitlochry, some from Inverness were there and some from Dundee were there. So we had this sort of traveling road show. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
Pitlochry was where your wife, Suzanne, was present.
Well, again, I'm always fascinated at how many people are who are pretty serious about their Christian faith, who don't believe in this stuff. And, people have written books against this kind of thing. And when I had Randy Clark on, I got, some emails from people that they're convinced that this is the devil as opposed to God and Jesus. And it's fascinating because I think that, you have to have an open mind, but you do have to have discernment because we do know that the devil does manifest in supernatural ways and things. And that's one of the reasons I value you is because you take the trouble to explain, what we're seeing and how it's biblical. And, it's just all very, very important because, if somebody says, hey, I don't care who heals me. Well, if you want the devil to heal you, I don't really think you want to be healed by the devil because something tells me that, it's like borrowing money from a loan shark. Like, I don't know that you really want to get what you need from that guy. Be very careful.
That's right.
Interest
rate will be high.
Well, yeah, like infinite and eternal. And so I think that it's just important that we say that. Well, when we come back, we're going to bring Brian up here. And we're going to discuss his healing. Just amazing stuff. Folks, it's the Eric Mattack Show. This is what we call Miracle Monday because it's Monday. And we're talking about miracles. And what else would you call it? We'll be right back.
Winding your way down on Baker Street. Light in your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The leading Democrat investigating the closed-door impeachment inquiry of the president says the White House is adding to obstruction charges against the president. SRN's Bernie Bennett has that story.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says when White House and State Department officials refuse to appear on Capitol Hill for subpoena testimony, they add to charges that could be levied against President Trump.
This will be further evidence of an effort by the administration to obstruct the lawful and constitutional duties of Congress.
Schiff says four State Department officials refused to testify before House committees investigating President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel says high-level presidential advisors have absolute immunity from congressional subpoenas for their testimony. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
And stocks remain higher, the Dow up 96 points and the NASDAQ ahead 53. This is SRN News.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast and you'll get shut out.
Hey there, folks. That's the chairman of the board, Old Blue Eyes. I'm Eric Metaxas. Old Brown Eyes. And I'm sitting here. It's Miracle Monday on the program, and we've been talking to Ken Fish, but I'm really excited because, speaking of Old Blue Eyes in New Jersey, we have a former Jersey cop, police officer, Brian LaPoo, sitting with us, who has an amazing story. Brian, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you were a cop in Jersey for 20 years?
Almost 20 years.
Yes. Almost 20 years. Okay. So I've heard your story. What is your story? At 2008, your wife is here. You had just been married. She was newly pregnant.
Yes.
Okay. So this is now 11 years ago. What happened?
So I was on normal patrol, like I would normally be. I was working day shift, and it was a couple of days before Christmas. We were just doing normal patrol, and I was detailed to a icy condition on a steep hill that we had in town. So I went to that steep hill. I blocked the roadway off because cars were stuck all over the place. And when I did that, I walked out of my police car, and I walked around to the front of the police car, and that's all I remember. I don't remember nothing else after that.
Obviously, you slipped.
I slipped and
cracked your head.
Yes. That's what the witnesses said, that I slipped, and my feet went straight up in the air, and I landed on my head, and I slid down the hill.
You slid down the hill unconscious.
Yes.
All right, that's not good.
No.
So I understand that you broke two vertebrae.
A four and five.
You broke the four and the five vertebrae.
Yes.
And this means what?
At first, when I first broke it, they said that I would need emergency surgery.
Right.
So they did the emergency surgery, and they said it should correct the problem.
But yeah.
It didn't correct the problem.
Yeah.
I still had the same problem.
And what was the problem?
The paralysis on the right side of my body from my neck down to my, all the way down to my foot.
Paralysis
yes.
on the left side of your body. Only like a tri-state area cop would call that the problem. Like it's not, it was just a little problem. You know, we just try to knock it out. You're talking about paralysis. Your whole body, half your body is paralyzed. The surgery failed.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, you can no longer be a cop.
No, I cannot.
Okay, you're married. You got a baby.
Well, I didn't have a baby yet.
But the point is, the point is that life has suddenly changed very, very dramatically for you from a little slip on the ice.
Yes, drastic change completely. A 360-degree turnaround from, it was brutal.
Okay, so you could not walk?
I was completely paralyzed on the right side of my body from the spinal cord injury, which I couldn't walk. I couldn't eat because it was my neck. I couldn't swallow. I couldn't move my arm. I couldn't move my leg. I couldn't get out of bed. I needed to walk with a I used a wheelchair for a while. Then I got enough ability to use a walker, and then from that walker I went to a brace.
Okay, and obviously you were newly married. This is like a nightmare.
It was a nightmare, yeah.
And your beautiful wife is here. I can't believe, what would it be like to marry a cop, to get pregnant, now we're gonna have a family, and then everything changes very dramatically. I mean, you're out of a job. Now you had to, just to stand up, you had to use a brace.
Well, to get out of bed, I needed a crutch just to get out of bed to get to my brace.
You know, we're going to this is the end of hour one. Now, I know there are people who are listening to this program who don't get hour two. And I just want to say, if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, because you got to hear the rest of this story, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot more. And also, you can go on your phone. You can get an app. Just put in Metaxas in the App Store and it'll come up. You do not want to miss the rest of this story. Believe me, because I know the story. But we'll be right back for hour two with Brian LaPoux and my friend Ken Fish. Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.